Happy Thanksgiving, KDIX listeners. This is a thankful Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for this week's edition of Stock Talk. The Stockmen's Foundation is bolstering its scholarship offerings for the upcoming year. At its recent quarterly meeting, the foundation's board voted to increase the value of 6 of its scholarships and add 2 new ones for a total of 12 to be distributed next year. The foundation highly values education and considers the scholarships it provides as direct investments in the industry's future leadership, innovation, and success. The organization's hope is that the scholarships will help foster passionate youth, ensure a knowledgeable and skilled talent pipeline, and support the long-term viability of the cattle business. The application for the deadline for the scholarships is March 1st. Application forms can be found at ndstockman.org/foundation. Amongst the offerings will be 2 Myron Wold Memorial Endowment Scholarships. The endowment fund was newly established by the family of the longtime Watford City Cattleman and Stockmen's Association member to honor his memory. The scholarships are valued at $1,000 each. To be eligible, students must be high school seniors at the time of application and be planning to major in an agricultural field at any accredited college or university. In other news, it's last call for the Stockman's Ball. Tickets will be sold through Monday for the biennial foundation fundraiser to be held December 6th in Bismarck. The evening will include food, drinks, auctions, entertainment, and dancing to live music by Tris Munzik and the Innocents. And the best part, all proceeds will benefit the foundation's charitable objectives. It has 2 going on in December. A charitable food drive for the Great Plains Food Bank that will accompany a cash gift for the purchase of beef for hungry families, and the Cowboys for Kids project, which will deliver gifts and hope to children hospitalized during the holidays. And speaking of the holidays, as families gather for Thanksgiving today, they may want to bring their brand renewal form along to their celebration. The holidays could be the perfect chance for brand owners to acquire the necessary signatures they need to renew their brand if there are multiple family members on it. Families are often scattered across the state or even across the country, and sometimes they don't see each other very often. If your faraway relatives are also co-brand owners, this might be the perfect time not only to get together, but to take care of your brand business. North Dakota law requires that livestock brands be renewed every 5 years, which means brands will expire January 1st if they're not renewed before then. Once renewed, brands will be good until December 31st, 2030. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the state's beef cattle industry. To learn more, visit ndstockman.org or call us at 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.